Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, July 7th, 2014. And with me today, I have the amazing John Martellaro.
You're amazing. Wow, I am fine. I'm flattered. Thank you.
Actually, you're more than fine. You're amazing. Yeah. And I hope you had a great holiday weekend.
I ended up doing a lot of messing around with Macs, doing some file management and maintenance that I've been putting off for a long time. So it was a kind of geeky Saturday and Sunday.
You are off the hook. You're completely out of control. All I did was go play in the mountains. I clearly have my priorities wrong.
Oh, no, you have your priorities exactly right. I ate something I shouldn't have eaten, and I think it slowed me down. So the best thing to do was just sit and work on the Macs.
All right, I'll accept that. And what I'm going to pretend is that what you said is I drank too much.
Yes.
And there we go. Okay. The first thing I wanted to talk about today is the news that Apple has yet another new employee. And this is another executive that Apple has hired away. They hired Patrick, and I'm going to completely screw up his last name. Pronouncing his last name. Let's see if I can do this. Pruneau?
That looks right to me.
Okay. So Patrick Pruneau, and he's from Tag Heuer, and he was the vice president of sales for the company, and he now works for Apple. And, well, actually, as of just this morning, today is his first day on the job. Apple isn't saying what he's doing for the company. And so, of course, we have speculation that he's part of the iWatch team because Apple isn't saying. My theory is he is either being tapped to help with Apple's wearable product line, or he's reporting to Angela Ahrens as part of a new powerhouse retail management team.
I think what he's up to is the marketing message. I think Apple's pretty well along in the design and perhaps even into the fabrication now. And as sample products start to flow into Apple for final testing, there is this business of packaging, marketing, instructions, websites, you know, the whole messaging, TV ads. Everything that the public's going to know about this iWatch is going to go through this guy in terms of the message to the customers, I think. And this is so this doesn't reflect anything that's a delay in the process. I think it's just a natural part of the evolution. Okay, now we've got the product, it's in the box, it's ready, we've tested it, we're ready to go to market. Now we need somebody who's going to wrap the message around it.
You know, I don't see this, like you said, as something that indicates a delay in product launching.
No.
And if he is more deeply involved in what's happening with product design on some level, then what that tells me is that his hands will not be in the first product released, and that it will be whatever comes out next year as a follow-up product that he would be more involved in. Otherwise, I would have to agree that it's more along the lines of he's going to be involved in getting the message out in some way.
Yeah, there's going to be ads in magazines. You know, there'll be the back cover of Time, and there'll be a beautiful image of the iWatch as if it were one of those Rolex ads, and you're going to be drooling when you see this ad. That's the whole idea, I think, is you're going to look at it and you're going to go, oh, this so embarrasses all these other geeky smartwatches. It's fashionable, it's pretty, it's functional. It's something I want to be seen wearing.
And one thing we have to keep in mind, though, is that he was vice president of sales, not vice president of marketing. So I don't see him as a guy that would be putting together or managing the ads themselves, but as a top sales guy, I could see him having some hand in that.
Well, yeah. There's go-to-market details with the packaging and retail display and managing the sales of it. You're right. He might very well be reporting to Angela.
And it just occurred to me that there may be some people listening that have no idea what Tag Heuer is. That's an upscale, like high-end watch company, Swiss watch company, as a matter of fact. So, of course, taking away a vice president from that company certainly adds to the whole credibility for the rumors that Apple is working on a smartwatch product.
Oh, absolutely. I think everything that we've seen so far from the production line rumors to the people Apple's been hiring, yeah, it's a done deal. Never have we been more sure of a non-existent product.
Well, there are certain analysts that have been so sure for a long time that an Apple television is coming. But I think the odds of an Apple wearable product, a watch specifically, is much higher than a television.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been on that bandwagon about how Apple could do some cool things if it actually shipped a TV. That wave has sort of come and gone. I was on the big bandwagon for that for a while to, you know, seize control of the video signal, to do a curved screen. But then there was the big CNET article about the fellow who spent a week with a Samsung curved display and his family didn't get that warmed up to it. And what everybody's talking about lately is more of a next generation Apple TV. So I'm kind of more lukewarm than I used to be on the idea of Apple selling an actual display.
And you just gave me an awesome Brian quality segue. Speaking of next generation, Foxconn is installing 10,000 robots on its production assembly line. And the first thing that they will build is the next iPhone. And this information comes from Terry Gao, who is the CEO of Hanhai, the parent company of Foxconn.
I wonder what took them so long. You know, we see cars being manufactured by these awesome industrial robots. And it was always a stark contrast for me to see, you know, the production line that that is used for a lot of modern electronics, and then compare that to these people in China who have to work long hours, you know, hand assembling these phones. It just seemed to be a modern technology disconnect.
I have a hypothesis. And my hypothesis is that even with as many iPhones as were being built up to this point, the volume was still at a level where it was more cost effective to pay for human labor than to build a robot assembly line. But Apple's demands have reached the point where it's tipped the scales, and now Foxconn needs the more efficient assembly process that will come from robots.
I have a slightly different take on that. My take is similar to yours, but I think that what happened was is that Apple's sales, the expected sales of the iPhone, maybe 80 million by one prediction before the end of the year. There's too much biomass involved. There's just too many workers, too many people, too many facilities, too much air conditioning, too much attention to the health and safety, and too many people crowded into the place. I get the feeling that maybe it's just predictions suggest that there's not enough people to get your hands on in China who are skilled enough to make the phones fast enough to meet Apple's demand. It's got to go to robots for future growth.
And it is. And this isn't a rumor, because this is coming right from the top man at the company.
It's scalability, right? Once you have the robots in place, you just build more robots to scale your production line. With humans, it's hard to scale reliably.
Yes. And you don't have to pay other worker costs. You know, there's also the thing about how Foxconn was hiring 100,000 employees. I'm now wondering what impact these robots are going to have on these new hires, because the rumor was they were being hired to make the iPhone 6. But we know that there's going to be upwards of 10,000 robots online making the iPhone 6.
I think it's a transition process. I think Tim Cook, being a production line guru, sat down and looked and said, well, what kind of mix do we need now to build the iPhone? And what kind of mix do we need going forward for scalability? So I think both rumors are credible that it's going to take 100,000 new workers and these robots just to fulfill the demand for this iPhone 6.
So do you think that once production is ramped up with the robots, that Foxconn's going to start laying off employees? Because you know people are just going to flip out over something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I think in the long run, they're going to lose employees. But it also makes me wonder about Apple's long-term plans. You know, they build a Mac Pro in Austin, and Apple, I read a while back, was working on production facilities in Brazil. Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder if maybe Apple's looking forward to the day when they can do their iPhone production anywhere they choose that suits them with robots. Maybe in the U.S., maybe somewhere else.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Somewhere in here there's an appropriate, I for one welcome our new robot overloads joke. Yeah. All right. Well, there we go. We now know we have new robots that are going to build our iPhones for us, and we know that Apple has a new vice president person that looks like they're going to be involved in the iWatch, and I can't wait to see what rumors end up coming out tomorrow.
I'm putting my pennies away and saving up for the iWatch because I have a feeling it's not going to be cheap.
I have a feeling you're right. I better start packing away some pennies too.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me today, John. As always, you rock.
And you do too, Jeff Gamet, our senior managing editor. Thank you for having me, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep. I know right where to find you, like all right. Literally.
I'm upstairs hiding. Dragging me out of my office.
Yeah, that's what we have the interns for. It's ugly, but, well, you know.